For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulmus. The Twins got back home last night and got back in the win column.
3-2. Swung on a miss. Got him on a cutter. Adams fans Montgomery, and the ballgame is over, and the Twins win by the final score of 9-6. Minnesota snaps a five-game home losing streak to the White Sox, and more importantly, they snap a five-game losing streak overall. Joe Ryan picks up a win, and the Twins are now 28-33. The White Sox 32-28.
Twins radio the final call. As they said, Joe Ryan gets the victory. He struck out 9 in 6 innings of work.
Yeah, I don't feel like I gave enough length today. I think there's some other things that could have gone differently, and trying to just probably mix things up when we didn't need to be doing that, and adding things in that we haven't done all year, and just kind of changing the plan at times. And I think it just limits the innings there. I think I was probably in a spot to go a couple more innings, and just certain things didn't go the way that we probably should have stuck to.
That's Joe Ryan. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:40 from Target Field. The Lynx also got a win last night.
And Minnesota will make it 5 straight wins. 111-77 is the final over Phoenix. And this is a game that should send shivers down the spines of the rest of the WNBA, that Minnesota's playing like this without Nafisa Call.
Lynx radio the final call. They're home against Golden State at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. The Vikings made it official yesterday. Nolan Teasley has been named their new general manager. He'll be introduced to the media tomorrow morning, and the Stanley Cup playoffs begin tonight in Raleigh, game 1 between the Canes and Golden Knights. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from North Carolina. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.